Watch, Joe Biden Smuggles Illegal Migrants into Maryland Politics. By Neil Monroe on April 6, 2024. President Joe Biden is using the Baltimore Bridge disaster to smuggle illegal migrants into Maryland's politics, saying, six men lost their lives, most were immigrants, but all were Marylanders. There is no evidence the migrants were legal migrants, and much evidence that they were illegal migrants. Biden's solicitous speech in Baltimore on Friday shows that his administration is doubling down on its welcome for the huge inflow of at least 7 million southern migrants since 2021. The welcome policy is being pushed by the wealthy West Coast investors who fund the Forward.Us advocacy group. The president of the Forward.Us group, Todd Schulte, posted a statement accompanying Biden's speech. Last week's terrible tragedy on the Francis Scott Key Bridge once again brought into sharp relief the enormous risks and countless contributions that undocumented, illegal migrant members of our communities make every single day, all across our country. We're glad to see President Biden meeting with their families and loved ones. And we agree with their families that it is essential to honor their memories as by providing protections from deportation and expanding work authorization so that more people can stay safe and together with their loved ones. We encourage you to read more from our left-wing pro-migration partners at CASA, added Forward.Us, whose wealthy members gain stock market wealth as Biden imports more consumers, renters, and workers. The Forward.Us group funds many an army of advocacy and media groups, including the Congressional Black Caucus. The far-left CASA is a partner of Forward.Us. CASA's leader, Gustavo Torres, was recently slammed for participating in a pro-Hamas rally. Torres spoke at a March 29 event, where he and his members chanted socialist slogans and pumped their fists as they urged Biden to grant temporary protected status, a renewable award of temporary legal status, to migrants from Central America. However, Biden's election year shift towards illegal migrant Latinos may spur an election-shifting reaction from Black voters. Many of those Americans are already recognizing their gradual displacement by hard-working Latino migrants in local jobs, homes, communities, and elections. In March, for example, the Black unemployment rate nudged up again to 6.4% as employers hired more of the southern migrants who are being bused northwards by Biden's deputies and allies. NewYork.com reported on April 5, when accounting for gender, the unemployment rate for Black women aged 20 or older spiked to 5.6%, a big increase from the 4.4% rate in February. Black men's jobless rates climbed slightly higher to 6.2% from 6.1%. Federal data shows that average after-inflation household wages have stayed flat in Baltimore since Congress doubled immigration in 1990. The share of local adults with jobs has plummeted from just under 70% in 1990 to 65% in 2023. Baltimore City is 62% Black, but the incoming Latino population is being welcomed by local employers and Democrats. The growing cloud of migrant Latinos in Baltimore City politics was also spotlighted by Maryland Governor Wes Moore, who spoke in Spanish during part of his speech. So far, the growing split between Blacks and the Democrat Party's ruthless economic policy of extraction migration is sharpest in high migration cities, such as Chicago and New York. This split has yet to be tested in any election, although there is some evidence that President Donald Trump's pro-America migration policy is gaining support among Black men. In his Baltimore speech, Biden read the migrant welcome from his teleprompter. "I was just briefed by the Unified Emergency Command about the ongoing impact of this tragic collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last Tuesday. The damage is devastating. And our hearts are still breaking. Eight construction workers went into the water when the bridge fell. Six lost their lives. Most were immigrants, but all were Marylanders, hardworking, strong, and selfless. After pulling a night shift fixing potholes, they were on a break when the ship struck. Just seconds before, one of the men, named Carlos, who was only 24, left a message for his girlfriend. Here's what it said: we just poured cement. We're waiting for it to dry, he said. We'll never forget the contribution these men made to this city. We're going to keep working hard to recover each of them. And, you know, my vow is that we will not rest, as Carlos said, until the cement has dried and the entirety of a new bridge, a new bridge. Biden's mass migration policy is very unpopular among voters and may cause a huge 2024 defeat for the Democrat Party's many constituencies and interest groups. So far, polls show Trump has a huge lead on the immigration issue, which is likely to be the leading issue in the election. However, Trump describes migration as a problem of crime and chaos. That may be a vulnerability because Biden's deputies are using Mexico's government to violently block migrants, off camera, before the November election. Still, Trump sometimes mentions the vast pocketbook damage of legal, quasi-legal, and illegal migration on ordinary voters. In a 2019 speech from the Oval Office, for example, he declared, "All Americans are hurt by uncontrolled illegal migration. It strains public resources and drives down jobs and wages. Among those hardest hit are African Americans and Hispanic Americans. Our southern border is a pipeline for vast quantities of illegal drugs, including meth, heroin, cocaine and fentanyl. Every week 300 of our citizens are killed by heroin alone." His deputies also bring up the theme. For the moment, Biden's deputies and allies show they have no plans to roll back their economic policy of extracting southern workers, renters, and consumers from poor countries for use by Wall Street investors. The welcome is also being extended to the many college graduates in India, China, and other countries who want Fortune 500 white-collar jobs in the United States. "Immigrants, we get the job done," senior White House adviser Tom Perez told MSNBC on March 28 after the bridge disaster. New York-born Perez is a former Democrat politician in Maryland, a pro-migration advocate, and is now director of the White House Office of Intergovernmental Affairs. "What people want to see is order and humanity in our immigration system, not cuts and curbs," Biden's campaign manager, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, told The Washington Post. "The president doesn't talk about shutting down the border," said Chavez Rodriguez, who is the Berkeley-retrained granddaughter of the 1960s labor leader Cesar Chavez, who strongly opposed migration. "As the campaign proceeds, we're going to have a discussion about migration in our country and the contributions that migrants make to our economy," former Biden chief of staff Ron Klain told MSNBC on April 3. "And, just generally, the inhumanity in what Trump is saying about migrants, calling them animals, will be a part of the campaign," Klain, who has close ties to the investors behind Forward.us, said. The breadth of investors who founded and funded Forward.us was hidden from casual visitors to the group's website in early 2021. But copies exist at the other sites.